This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is the Boston-based all-female Lorelei Ensemble. Among other things, they're known for performing rare works of choral music, like this one, which we'll talk about in a moment. The Lorelei Ensemble will be performing tonight at Harvard's Memorial Church and tomorrow night at Boston University's March Chapel. And they're the focus of this week's Artery segment when we talk to artists, critics, and curators about what's exciting them in the local art scene. Anthony Tressett King is an internationally renowned choir conductor and the artistic director of the Boston Children's Chorus. He joined my co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, earlier this week to tell us more about the Lorelei Ensemble.
The Lorelei Ensemble was started a few years ago by a young conductor. Her name is Beth Willer. She wanted to create an ensemble that focused on music for women's voices or repurposing music to work with women's voices, but to create an ensemble of such high caliber, much like Chanticleer, that famous men's chorus that's based out in California. We can find the male equivalent of this, but I think Beth is really striving to create an incredibly good all-female group.
Let's hear a little more of the Lorelei Ensemble. Now, this is a piece by the Korean composer Sung Ji Hong. It's titled Ficus Enim Non Floribit, and it was recorded during a rehearsal just earlier this week at BU's Marsh Chapel. Haunting.
It is, definitely. Beautiful. Definitely, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit more about their repertoire. What do they sing?
They focus on early music and medieval Baroque music primarily, and then new music, particularly the new music that is written in the last 20 years or so. Composers, many of which are still alive. On this program, she has three premieres. The early music, though, which I find interesting, Beth sought out choral music that was written in the medieval and the Baroque, in Renaissance and Baroque time period, that was specific for women's voices. So Beth was really hopeful to uncover all these great masterpieces that are out there by women composers written for women's voices, but they didn't exist. And so she has a little bit of a loss that she needs to fill in. And so now what she focuses on doing is finding pieces that could work for women's voices and repurposing them. So by changing the key or changing the voicing a little bit and juxtapose them with new works.
Well, Anthony, if I may, this actually brings us to a really wonderful moment that we experienced at the Lorelei Ensemble's rehearsal on Tuesday. They just finished this really beautiful run-through of Pavel Chesnikov's piece, Salvation is Created.
Yeah, great, great piece.
It's a great piece. And then when they'd done their run-through, this little moment happened. So let's listen. So what you heard there is one of the singers saying, it just proves you don't need the dudes. I mean, you were talking about how they're trying to repurpose a lot of music for women's voices.
That's correct, yeah.
But that, I guess, just makes me wonder the obvious question that, is there a lot of music written expressly and solely for women?
Traditionally, if you think about choruses in the Renaissance, you're mostly talking about all male groups. So even the treble parts are sung by men. And so there wasn't a lot of writing specifically for women's voices. It's a unique thing that she's doing here in finding these pieces, uncovering them, repurposing them, and getting them back out there. And the Chesnikov is a great example.
Well, I saw how excited you got when I mentioned Chesnikov. So let's listen to a little bit more of the Lorelei Ensemble rehearsing one of his pieces. This is Salvation is Created.
Save me,
Now, Anthony, you're a choir conductor, world-renowned. Technically, when you hear the ensemble sing, what is your ear hearing?
Well, the first thing that I lock into is the intonation. That's one of my sticklers. And so they have impeccable intonation. And that means to me that they're a well-connected ensemble, but they care for each other. Because I think that's part of the thing that we don't realize, that in singing and great intonation, you really have to care for each other, especially when the group is this small. I also appreciate the colors. What Beth is trying to do, and I think she's achieving it remarkably well, is to create a color that is not bland, that has life to it, that hasn't become homogenous.
When you say color, what
yes.
do you mean?
Well, just the sound, the tone quality, the timbre of their voices, each individual still has a presence, still exists. There isn't a sacrifice completely of oneself for the group. In fact, the group is as good as it is because everybody's allowed to bring themselves to the table and not sacrifice themselves. You heard there in the Chestnikov, particularly the alto section, it's a low part for the altos, right? And the color was great. It had life to it. It was lifted off the page. Oftentimes that can be plotty, and that's not there. It's very much an exciting sound that we heard.
Well, let's hear a little bit more
Absolutely.
Of these voices coming together. This is a piece by Daniel Schlossberg titled "So We Must Make the Journey Around the World." Anthony, my final question for you is quite a simple one. I mean, the Lorelei Ensemble seems like a wonderful choral gem here in Boston, trying to do something relatively unique when it comes to choral singing. I presume they have a mission of taking their music and their performances outside the Boston area and spreading the concept of all-female choral groups?
Absolutely. I could see them in the next few years becoming nationally known or even beyond that. Beth is taking the group out. They've did a residency in Minnesota. They're performing in New York. And so we have an opportunity here as a city of Boston to support a group and help them become that beacon for the rest of the country to see.
Hearing what I've heard today has both given me shivers of pleasure and goosebumps because they are quite amazing. So thank you so much for introducing them to
Absolutely,
us.
My pleasure.
Anthony Tressick King is the artistic director of the Boston Children's Chorus. He was talking to us today about the all-female Boston-based Lorelei Ensemble. They'll be performing tonight at Harvard's Memorial Church and tomorrow night at Boston University's Marsh Chapel. There's more information on our website at radioboston.org.